वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः।
मङ्गलचरण
तपोवीक्षीणपापानां शान्तानां वीतरागिणां मुमुक्षूणां हृदयक्षोऽयम् आत्मबोधो विधीयते।
In the verse number 8, we have seen Upadani Akiladhari Jaganti Parameswari Sargasiti Layanti Budbudani Vavarini. Parameswar, Parameswar is the substratum of the whole world. Jaganti, Jaganti is plural, all words, all 14 words. They are, Parameswar is the substratum of the all 14 words. And he is Abhinna Nimitta Upadan Karan. What is this Upadan Karan? We have seen earlier, Upadan Karan is the material cause. And Nimitta Karan is efficient cause. So this Paramatma is Abhinna. Bhinna means different. Abhinna is not different. The same Paramatma has become the material cause and the efficient cause of this whole world. Abhinna Nimitta Upadan Karan. And in him all sarga sthiti layanti. In him everything is manifesting, staying for some time and then dissolving. Like how? Like budbudani. Budbudani like bubbles. What are these bubbles? Bubbles manifest from the water, dance for some time in the water, then again. The bubble is nothing but water in a different form. So therefore the whole world is nothing but Lord in different form. Why? Because he is Abhinna Nimitta Upadan Karan. Raman Maharshi says in Upadesar, Jagat Ishadhi Yukta Sevanam Ashtimurti Brit Deva Pujanam. This whole world is Lord. He has taken different forms, both inert and sentient. Everything is Lord only. Then in Panchadasi also we have seen Paramatma Advayananda Purna Purvam Swamaya Swayameva Jagat Bhutva. He became the Jagat. By how? Swamaya, by his Maya. Then Pravisat Jiva Rupata, then entered into the world. So the world is nothing, we have to know this very clearly, world is nothing but the Lord in different forms. Then Gurudev writes in the last paragraph, however the Supreme Brahman undergoes no change. Being absolute, it can suffer no modification in itself. In that case, how can the world of multiplicity originate from the Brahman? There is no change in the Brahman. So how this world has come, it can only be an appearance. can only be an appearance. There is no real manifestation, no factual creation. In the next verse we have seen, Satchidananda Atmana Anusyuyate Nitya Vishnu Prakalpita Vyakto Vivida Sarva Hatke Katkadivat. Same Parmeshwar is now said to be Sat Chit. Ananda is not mentioned here. Only Sat and Chit. And we have seen these are not two things. Sat Chit Ananda are not three attributes of Brahman or Parmeshwar. Sat is Chit, Chit is Sat. And both are Anand. They are not different from each other. Anusyut. Anusyut means gone everywhere. He has entered into each and everything. Anusyut. And then Nitya. Nitya means he is eternal. Vishnu. Vishnu means all pervading. These three terms indicate he is Desh, Kal, Vastu Aparichinna. Very good. That was I was expecting from you. Desh Kal Vastu Aparichinna. Or Pariched Rahita. So he is gone everywhere. That is the definition of Brahman. Desh Kal Vastu Pariched Rahita. Prakalpita. There one word is there. Prakalpita. Prakalpita. The whole word is projected. That's all. Prakalpita. It's not real, prakalpita. And how it is projected? Like heart ke katkadivat. Like ornaments take different forms from the gold. So ornaments are nothing but gold in different forms. That's all. Naam roop is mithya. Shape and the form and the naam which we give, the name which we give, that is mithya. But the gold is real. Similarly, naam roop of the world is mithya. That is changing. But satchit is vastu. That is the tattva. Anything which is changing and perishable, we in our scripture call it mithya. So naam roop is mithya, but all naam roops are appearing on that satchit. Satchit is nitya. Naam roop is changing. In our body, Atman is not changing, but the body, the upadhi is changing continuously. So therefore it is mithya. So this is Vyaktayo Vividha. Vividha rupas, different forms it has taken. Pancha Mahabhut has taken millions of forms. Vyaktayo, it manifests Vividha in different forms. Now verse number 10.
Yathakasho Rishikesha Nanupadhigato Vibhu Nanupadhigato Vibhu Tadbhedat Bhinnavat Bhati
Tadbhedat Bhinnavat Bhati
Tannase Kevalo Bhavet
Tannase Kevalo Bhavet
Yathakasho Rishikesah Nanupadhigato Vibhu Tadbhedat Bhinnavat Bhati Tannase Kevalo Bhavet.
Yatha, just as Akasa, space, Rishikesah. Rishikesa? Rishak Isa. Rishak means Indriya. Isa means Lord. Lord of Indriya. Lord of senses. How many senses we have got? How many Karan we have got? Five Karan only. Bahikaran and Antakaran. Rishik is a Vahikaran. How many Vahikaran we have got? 2, 5? Vahikaran 5? 8? 5 senses. Karan, I am talking about Karan. Vahikaran, how many Vahikarans are there? 10. 5 organs of perception and 5 organs of action is called Vahikaran. And what is Antakaran? 4. Man, Buddhi, Chitta, Ahankar. So Rishik means he is the lord of all. He gives sentiency. Because of him, all the organs of perception, actions and mind equipment, they function. Rishikesha. And also Rishikesha means one who has got the sword here. Gurudev writes, when we see Lord Krishna in the battlefield with his curly hair rolled up, Rishikesha, sword here, Rishikesha. So this Rishikesha also means Vishnu also. In Keno Upanishad, we have seen Srotrasya Srotram Manaso Manah, indicating the same. Do you remember? In Keno Upanishad, we studied all this. Kab hua tha? Don't ask question, batate jao, bas continue. Poocho mat kab hua. Then Rishak comes from the Ridhatu. Ridhatu means to steal. So what this Indriya do, the 5 senses of organs of person, they steal. What they steal? They steal sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. So we have got only 5 organs of perception. And how many objects are there in the world? 5. So these Indriya, they steal all these. And for whom? For the sakshi inside. They just receive it and refer it to the mind and intellect, which is illumined by the sakshi. The ultimate seer is the sakshi or the chaitanya. So they do all these things for that lord. He is the controller, he is the niyamak, he is the governor. Good. Nano upadhi gato vibhu. Vibhu means vishesh rupena bhavati. He becomes all these things. And we also become all. Whole life we are also becoming. That is why we call it bhavasagar. Bhava means comes from bhu, to become. I want to become graduate. I want to become master degree holder, become professional. Now I want to become husband. Then after that I want to become father. Next promotion is I want to become father-in-law. First you have to become father-in-law, then you become grandfather. After become father-in-law, become grandfather, become, I want to become multimillionaire, become. So this is bhavasagar. Becoming. So the subtlest thing, example here given is the akash. In this world, the subtlest thing is the akash. Why it is called sushma? Sabse sushma akash hai. Because all pervading. We don't see anything more subtler than akash, which is all pervading. But there is one thing more subtler than that. What is that? Supreme Truth, the Atman or the Brahman. He is even subtler than Akash. But for us, Shankaracharya gives an example. The subtlest thing available in the world is Akash, all pervading. So Nana Upadhigat, he is gone, Gataha, he has gone in all Upadhi. Very good. Yatha akasa, space is one. Then what we do? We make 4 walls and now we say this is our drawing room. Another 4 walls, we say this is bedroom. This is our this room, that room. Or well, sometimes we say, this is shrine, it's a big room. The fire is small room. Space is same. We are adding adjective to this big and small. Break the wall. It is the same space. Similarly, it is the same Atman, which is subtler than Akash. It has taken different forms, different upadhis, and we have given a name, that's all. Grip the upadhi. Then what will happen? The room space will merge into the total space. Truly speaking, it was never conditioned. Space was never conditioned. But we see it conditioned. Tannase kevalo bhavet. When you break these upadhis, break the conditioning, it's one space. Now suppose if you want to reach your Atman, what you have to do? Tannase kevalo bhavet. What you have to destroy? Falsify, don't destroy. Ab atma khojna hai to kato haath paira, aisa nahi karna hai. You have to falsify this upadhi naam roop. Only falsify. And you will reach that tattva. So who is the adhisthan for the all upadhis? Adhisthan means substratum. Substratum for all upadhis? That Parmeshwar, that Brahman. And who is adhisthan of our body? Atman. So different upadhi, when the different upadhi comes, what we say? Man, women, different upadhi, that's all. There is no difference. There is no gender in Atman. With upadhi, when we say this is male, female, punyatma, papatma, bhatakti atma, latakti atma, we say different way. Then according to the citizenship, we'll say he is American atma, he is Chinese atma, he is Japanese atma, Indian atma. Then according to religion, we'll say he is Muslim atma, he is Christian atma, he is Indian Hindu atma. It's all related to upadhi. And what is this upadhi? The definition of upadhi is samipe sthitva swiyan gunan anyatra adadati. Samipe sthitva, staying close to it, it transfers its own quality to other. Like you take a crystal vase, it has got no color. Keep a flower near it, a blue flower or a red flower. Immediately the crystal will take the color of that blue. Samipe sthitva, because the flower is close to that crystal vase, and then crystal vase is showing the guna. Similarly, what has happened in with us, atma is there like a crystal. Samipe sthitva, the upadhi has come in close contact to it. And this upadhi has transferred its own guna on the atma. What is the own guna of upadhi and what is the guna of that atman? Atman is infinite. But the body is finite, perishable, changing, dying. So now we say that atma is limited. From infinite it became finite. It's changing, it's perishable. This is upadhi. This upadhi we get, one is the natural upadhi. When we are born, we get the upadhi surname. Sarmaji, Barmaji, upadhi. उसके लिए कुछ करना नहीं है, नेचुरल बॉडी इज ऑल्सो नेचुरल, बॉडी इज ऑल्सो नेचुरल. क्या करना पड़ता है इन द होम, व्हाट यू डू, नथिंग, मदर डज नथिंग. वो तो भगवान बैठ के बनाते हैं भीतर में. उपाधि, देन वी गेट उपाधि फ्रॉम आवर प्रोफेशंस. Became doctor or engineer, you become get this upadhi. Then the society or the nation or the state gives her some upadhi. You got the upadhi of sir, Bharat Ratna. These are all upadhi. So it is all superimposed. Different upadhi has got the different names. Why we are giving different name? For the transaction purpose, व्यवहार के लिए. Suppose the name is not there. So many people are sitting here. No name. And I want to call somebody. सुनिए जी, आप किसको कौन सा सब सुन रहे हैं. सुनिए जी, सुनिए जी, सुनिए जी. अरे name is required. Without that, not possible to transact. Next verse.
Nanupadhi vashadeva.
Nanupadhi
vashadeva. Jati varnashramadayah. Jati varnashramadayah. आत्मन्यारोपितास्तोये, आत्मन्यारोपितास्तोये, रसवर्णादि भेदवत, रसवर्णादि भेदवत, नानोपाधिवशादेव, जातिवर्णाश्रमादयः आत्मन्यारोपितास्तोये रसवर्णादि भेदवत.
नाना पाधि वसातेव, बिकॉज ऑफ द एसोसिएशन विद द डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ उपाधि, डिफरेंट बॉडीज, जाति, वर्ण, आश्रम आदि, दीज आर ऑल रिलेटेड टू उपाधि. जाति, वर्ण, कलर, आश्रम आदि, ऑल रिलेटेड टू उपाधि. आत्मनि आरोपिता, दीज आर ऑल आरोपिता, सुपर इम्पोज्ड ऑन आत्मन. हाउ? लाइक तोए रस वर्णादि भेदवत. रो तोए, तोए मीन्स वाटर. वाटर हैज गॉट नो कलर, नो टेस्ट. Now you add color into it. Red color, it becomes red. Green color you put, it becomes green. Then if you want to add sugar, you can add sugar also. Then thoda sa nimbu dal do, it becomes shikanji. Or you don't like shikanji, okay, chalo bhai. Early morning I take warm water with honey and salt, thoda sa dal ke lete. And there are different combinations, some take some ginger paste, some dhani, some paste the black pepper. So different element you can do different combination. So it becomes, takes the different names. Red water, green water, yellow water, then soft drink, hard drink. One fellow slipped on the soft drink. Another person asked, are you hurt? Are you okay? And then I'm okay, because it is soft drink. Huh? Hard drink. They are basically all water only. But ras and varna are added and we call it soft, green, yellow, whatever it is. Continue. How? Similarly, the same way on Atmani Aropita, we have superimposed Nana Upadhi, different Upadhi. How many Upadhis are there? How many bodies Lord has got in his? 84 lakhs Upadhis are there with the Lord. Nana Upadhi. Jati, what is this Jati? Same Upadhi, born in a Brahman family, we call it Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. But the Lord says, no, 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 it's not that way. I have not created this Jati that way. Chaturvarna, Maya Srishta, I have created this Chaturvarna, but how? Guna Karma Vibhagyo. Because of the Guna, because of the Sattva, Rajas and Tamas, different combinations of Sattva and Rajas, I have made it Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Jati. Then the Varna. Varna is the color. We say, na? White hair, brown hair, black hair, this and that. Ashram. Ashram, you know. It's the same body. The first 25 years, Brahmacharya. Then thereafter, Grihastha, then Vanprastha, Sannyas. So these are all superimposed on that. But we know, na me jati bheda, na mrityu sankha, na brahman, na kshatriya, na vaishya, na sudra, chidananda rupo, siboham, siboham. Who am I? I am not all these ways. Vaihi chidananda rupa siboham siboham. Because he is without gross body, subtle body and the causal body. Vaihi jakarta. For doing anything you need a body. Therefore Atman is always nikamma. Akarta.
Candy.
For doing anything, you need gross body, subtle body and the causal body and the Atman has got no body. Where did we study that? We studied in Isavasya, in Sankar Vasya it was written. Chalo, aage padhte hain. So, there is no Atman, you can qualify Muslim Atma, Hindu Atma, or educated, uneducated, or rich or poor. We made all these divisions, middle class, higher income class, lower income class. It's not like that. It is the same person like you go in the, when he goes to the office, he becomes officer. Same person is a child, son of his father, mother. Same person is husband in relation to the wife. Same person is father in relation to the children. Same person is chacha, mama, nana, dada, kaka, whatever you call. One person only. Nana upadhi, basant. Good. Then after that, but the Atman is only one. All these varieties are superimposed on that. One Mahatma said, do you know what is realization? There is a bird flying in the sky. There is a lake. And there is a pratibimba, reflection of the bird on the lake. Neither the bird knows that there is a reflection on the lake. Lake is not attached with that reflection of the bird. So what is realization? Realization is everything is there. It's all superimposed, detach and attach, not attaching. Everything is superimposed. We are attached to it. We are attached to our Naam Roop. Stay with the Naam Roop. stay with the world, but in the detached way. That is why our Shastra always say, they never tell you, you go and run away from your family and house, donate everything to Chinmay Mission and go to Himalaya. That they never say. They always say, you stay there, but upyog karo, upbhog mat karo, utilize the things, whatever they are in the world, they are created for us only. God has created for us only, but take only that much which is needed. हम क्या करते हैं? लेते जाओ, बढ़ाते जाओ और बढ़ा लो, और ले लो, और ले लो. And we forget our goal. So living in the world detached way is realization. रियलाइजेशन का मतलब ये नहीं है कि आपको रियलाइजेशन हो गया तो आपका शरीर छूट गया या जगत चला गया. नो, रियलाइजेशन का इतना ही मतलब है कि दैट यू विल बी स्टेइंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड विद इन विथ दिस बॉडी एंड विथ दिस वर्ल्ड ओनली योर विजन विल चेंज. दैट्स ऑल. दृष्टि बदली, सृष्टि बदल गई, बस. The scriptures, guru will only change your vision, that's all. You will stay in your body with your all, everything. Only the thing is that your vision will change. One Mahatma said to his sishya disciple, kuch mat leke aana. When he came, kuch laya? Nahi, nothing. Bole, drop this nothingness also from your brain that you brought nothing. This dropping of nothingness is the dropping of your own ego. When you drop that also, then what happens? I realize. C plus T is equal to M. What is that? C plus T is equal to M?
Consciousness plus ego is mind.
Consciousness plus thought is equal to? Mind minus thought is equal to? So what we have to do? Become only sakshi of thought. You cannot stop the thoughts. Thoughts will come. Guruji gave a very beautiful example. You have got a mobile phone. You have got no control of incoming call. They will come. Wrong call, right call, whatever, they will come. But you have got a right to drop that call, reject that call. Is it not so? Nahi pakdenge, jao. De do voicemail man. That is the custom here. But in India, everybody will pick up immediately. Yes, hello. The right to reject it is with me. Thought will come. Whether I should identify with it or should I become witness of that, that is in my hand. Sakshi ban jao, sara dukh sukh khatam ho jayega. But if you identify with the thought, tab sukhi dukhi raho. Then after that, so the main purpose is that don't give much importance to this upadhi. This is changing and perishable. You can't do anything. This is the law of the nature. Can you go back to your childhood? No, you can't go. What are the six stations we studied in Tattva Bodh about the gross body? Asti, Viparinamate, Apachiyate, Vinashyati. You cannot reverse that. वन आफ्टर अनदर दैट स्टेशन विल कम. अच्छा ठीक है, समझ गया. अच्छा कुछ उपाधि के बारे में और थोड़ा बताओ. व्हाट इज दिस उपाधि, कैसे बना है ये. चलो नेक्स्ट वर्स.
पंचीकृत महाभूत,
पंचीकृत महाभूत,
संभवम कर्म संचितम, संभवम कर्म संचितम, शरीरम सुख दुखानाम, शरीरम सुख दुखानाम, भोगायतनमुच्यते,
भोगायतनमुच्यते,
पंचीकृत महाभूत, संभवम कर्म संचितम, शरीरम सुख दुखानाम, भोगायतनमुच्यते.
भोगायतनम, दिस इज आयतनम, दिस इज अबोड, दिस इज अ हाउस फॉर व्हाट, भोग. एंड दिस इज अबाउट द स्थूल शरीर, ग्रॉस बॉडी. पंचीकृत, पंची पंच, देन मिक्स्ड अप, पंचीकृत पंच महाभूत, मेड ऑफ फाइव ग्रेट एलिमेंट्स. कृतम, मेड ऑफ फाइव ग्रेट एलिमेंट्स. The ignorant person does not know even that there are pancha mahabhut. If somebody comes to you, proof karo. Maharaj, aapne bola pancha mahabhut hai, proof karo. How will you prove? Aapko bataya humne, batao humko kaise proof karoge. You have to go and teach somewhere. This body is made of pancha mahabhut. Proof karo. Bole, haan karenge. Kaise karoge? हाँ वो तो है, मगर प्रूव करो, मेरे को बताओ, दिखाओ अभी, आई वॉन्ट टू सी. कैसे करोगे ना, उसको बोलो उसका उम्र पहले देखो कितना है. इफ इज ए यंग पर्सन, उसको बोलो 50 टाइम्स आश्रम का चक्कर दौड़ के लगाओ, कम बैक हियर. एंड इफ इज एन ओल्ड मैन, टेलिंग ओनली 2 times, 3 times, यू विल स्टार्ट स्वेटिंग. बोले ये क्या है स्वेटिंग, ये क्या है, पानी है. अच्छा बैठ जाओ, थोड़ा पंखा चला दो, इट ड्राई. जब बोले इसको थोड़ा सा रगड़ो, इसको रब इट, समथिंग ब्लैक ब्लैक इज कमिंग, व्हाट इज दिस. और क्या बाकी रहा, आकाश. चलो देखो, भीतर में भी आकाश है, स्पेस है. यू हैव वॉट ए स्पेस हियर ऑल्सो, इन साइड ऑल्सो, इन द माउथ ऑल्सो देर इज ए स्पेस. यू कैन मूव योर टंग ना, देर इज ए स्पेस, अदरवाइज हाउ कैन यू मूव योर टंग. स्पेस है, और क्या बाकी रहा, फायर. जब वो दौड़ के आया ना, हीट देखो उसका बॉडी, देखो हो गया ना 5 तत्व. प्रूव, you have to prove to the ignorant person there are 5 great elements, you have to prove this way. Prove kar diya, panchama bhute kritam bhut sambhavam, this is the material cause. What is the efficient cause? Karma sanchitam, because you have done some action in the past and you have to now enjoy and suffer the result of those actions in this body. Therefore, Lord has given you this body. So the efficient cause is karma sanchitam, your past actions. And sariram sukh dukkhanam, sariram sukh dukkhanam, sukh and dukh. Whatever karma you have done, either it is paap karma or punya karma. The punya karma will give you dukkha or sukh? Sukh. And paap karma will give you sukh? No, dukkha. Good. Paap karma will give you dukkha. So sukh and dukkha you have to experience. And this is the counter. Abode. You will transact here, sukh and dukkha. Very good. Sariram sukadukkanam bhogayatanam uchyate. This is the bhogayatanam. So how this panjikaran happens? Panchi. Panch means panch. Panchikaran, mixing. How it happens? Aja bada majhe ki baat hai iske andar. It's a wonder. Bhagwan kaise when the om he makes a whole this body without light and without instrument and in such dirty place. Can't breathe there. He is making all the limbs so perfect and so sophisticated body. Phir aur maja to aur wonder dekho. You eat whatever you eat, it transferred into seven dhatus. We are vegetarian, we are not eating any non-veg, magar wo vegetarian kha ke non-veg banta hai. See? When we were born, we were only 7 pounds, na? Then after that, what happened? Vegetarian khaya, skin, dermis, fat, blood, flesh, bone marrow, only from the same one product. It's wonder. Aap bana ke dikho. We sow one mango seed, we get 1,000 mangoes. Each tree is one industry of the Lord. Each tree, each cow is the industry. Ghas khilao, creamy doodh lo. That also we can't digest. 100% pure nahi kha sakte. 2%, 1%, 0% khao. Banao, ek industry banao, to you will be multi-millionaire. Idhar se ghas dalo, udhar se doodh aaye. Bas, that's all. And Lord's industry, you see, is only small, one cow. Itna se hai. It gives you milk. Mango tree gives you mango continuously. That's the wonder. How this happened, this panchikaran. So there are five great elements. And we have studied in the Tattva Bodh that they divided. They first were in the subtle form. We call it tanmatra, tatmatra. Only the attributes were there. And they were sushma. Sushma means we were not able to grasp them with our organs of perception. So first they divided into two. 50%, 50%. Then 150% remained. Another 50% divided into 4, that means 12.5%, 12.5%, 12.5%, 12.5%. A percent nahi samajh mein aata hai. Acha chalo aisa nahi karte hai. Half. Half again divided into 4, 1/8, 1/8. This is also difficult. 1/8, 1/8, 1/8 is equal to half. 4, 1/8 is equal to 1/2 and 1/2 is complete. Guruji said, acha shuru karo, 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 karo. तुम्हारे पास में 2 रुपया है, divide into 2, 1 रुपया, 1 रुपया, then 1 रुपया into 4 quarters, 54. आजकल के बच्चे को नहीं समझ में आएगा what is 54, 4 आना, so this quarter is given to other 4. Now air has got say 1 complete divided into 2, so 1 rupee air kept, then 4 anas, given to other 4 elements other than air. So space got 4 anas, fire, water and earth. Similarly, all other 4 also divided in the same way and share among themselves. So what will happen? Ultimately, each one of them has got 50% of theirs and 12.5%, or 1/8, 1/8, 1/8, 1/8, or chavanni, 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 chavanni. So again it become one complete. Phir do rupya ho gaya. And that is called grossified. The elements which we see now is the grossified elements. Panchikrit panchamahabhutai. And with that panchikrit panchamahabhut, this pind is made, and all the mahan, 14 lokas, are also made by the same. And what is the nature of these five great elements? It's changing, perishable. So anything made of this changing and perishable will be perishable. Therefore, the whole 14 worlds, and including my body, is and for anything, any changes to happen, there must be a ek change the substratum jaru hoga. What is subtle body? See you number next class.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha.
Hari Om.